Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Sacramento Kings and the New Orleans Pelicans. Sacramento comes in with a record of 29-22. New Orleans is 27-27 on the year. Over their last 10, Sacramento 6-4, lost their last game. New Orleans 1-9, but they snapped their 10-game losing streak yesterday by beating the Lakers in that game. Here are the numbers. Sacramento averages 119.2 per game, gives up 116.2, so they have a positive differential of 3. New Orleans, meanwhile, gives up 113.8, scores 115.1, so they have a positive differential of 1.4. Looking at the turnover numbers, 13.7 turnovers per game by the Sacramento Kings, 14.5 by the New Orleans Pelicans, 47.7% from the field is New Orleans. Sacramento shoots 49.4%. Kings are 36.8% from long range, Pelicans 35.5%. And free throw shooting close, but an advantage to Sacramento, 79.2 versus 78% by New Orleans. New Orleans gets 34.5 points per game from its bench. Sacramento, 36.4. This is the first time this year these two teams are playing. The Pelicans, as we just kind of alluded to, are on the second game of a back-to-back after they win last night against the Lakers. They are the home team here. De'Aaron Fox is day-to-day for the Kings. That could play large. Of course, Zion Williamson still out. Jonas Valanciunas is doubtful for New Orleans. And I look at the Kings here as a team that has an opportunity, even if Fox doesn't play, to really run the Pelicans ragged. The Pelicans, you know, are going to be tired. They put in a lot of energy yesterday in the emotional win against the Lakers. And I just think the Kings have an opportunity here to use their speed and high pace of play to tire out a team that's going to come in a little bit less than optimum. So I got the Kings, give them an advantage in tonight's game. Although I do think the Pelicans will be competitive. I think they're going to wear as the game goes on. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Kings and Pelicans. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Hunter Logan, and we're stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Sacramento Kings and the New Orleans Pelicans. The lines opened up with New Orleans being favored by 1.5, but it's swung the other way now. Sacramento is now favored by a point, and the over-under is at 229.5. And the Kings coming into this game, they're 29-22 on the season, 28-22-1 against the spread with 22 overs, 28 unders, and 1 push. But they're 13-11 on the road, and on their current road trip, they're 2-2 overall and against the spread with 4 unders hitting. But this has been a really good season for the Kings. They've really turned the page into their rebuild, into actually being a contending team in the West. Things are really starting to come together out there. They're a fun team to watch. That's why they're 29-22. And they also cover a decent amount, because most teams are kind of like around 500, but they're beginning to separate themselves. They've been covering a lot as of late, so that's something to keep an eye on. The Pelicans, they're a team that we thought was the deepest team in the NBA. Then they lost Zion Williamson, and they've been horrible. They're 27-27 on the season, 25-29 against the spread with 30 overs, 24 unders. They're also 18-9 at home, but they broke a 10-game losing streak the other night against the Lakers. They're 1-9, though, in their last 10, 3-7 against the spread, and there's so many things that point towards do not bet on the Pelicans. Just a couple of things here. The Pelicans are 0-4 against the spread following a win, 0-4 against the spread on the second day of a back-to-back, and they're also 0-4 against the spread against teams above 500. So everything is telling you to bet on the Kings and don't even think twice about it. And that's where you got to go in this game. The Kings, they're better than the Pelicans. They're playing better than the Pelicans. And honestly, New Orleans, they're just untrustworthy. So to put money on them, to me, is just, you can't do it. You can't trust. You can't put your money to something you can't trust. And when it comes to the over-under in this game, I'd stick with the under because, like I said, the Pelicans, you can't trust them. How many points are they realistically going to put up? And I like Sacramento on the road here. It's only 1 point. You only need them to win this game by 2 points to get that cover, and that's really just what's going to happen. For more NFL and NBA betting previews, head to the Sports Betting Stack. I'm Hunter Logan with a Stack in the NBA betting preview between the Sacramento Kings and the New Orleans Pelicans.